Have you ever felt like everyone around you is making more money than you are? Or perhaps you avoid talking about money completely out of fear that you're not earning enough? Well, today, I'm going to be telling you exactly how much you should be earning in order to keep up with the national average at every age between 20 and 60 years old. And what's more, I'm going to give you the advice on how to spend the money you do have in order to keep up with or even outrun the crowd. Let's kick off with your 20s. At this age, you're likely just starting out in workforce, perhaps after school or university. The average salary for a 20-year-old in the UK is around £19,000 a year, which, let's face it, is nothing and will likely make saving incredibly difficult. Your key focus at this point is education. The main reason, in my opinion, that most people struggle financially their whole lives is because we aren't taught how to build wealth. Knowledge is your primary weapon here, and the skills you gain in this decade will feed you for the rest of your life. Along with studying a craft, I recommend learning basic financial literacy, sales, marketing, and how to cultivate relationships in business. At this point, savings might be modest, but now really is the best time in your life to start investing. The later you leave investing, the harder and riskier it is to make any real money. For instance, if you start investing at 20 years old, £500 a month into a low risk S&P 500, by the time you're 60, you'll have £1.7 million saved for your retirement. Whereas if you start doing the same thing by the age of 40, you'll only have £294,000. Robert Kiyosaki said, "If you hate risk and worry, start early." So that's my advice to you. Start early. Things to avoid in your 20s is taking out bad debt. The minute you become financially independent, the banks will start knocking, asking you if you want a loan for your next car, a credit card to pay for a wedding. This kind of bad debt will follow you for decades to come, or can do. So avoid it at all costs. 30s. At this point, you should aim to be earning around £33,000 per year. That's the average salary for someone in the UK. But it's not about your income. By the time you're 30, you should ideally have a net worth that equals your annual salary. So if you're earning £32,000, try to have that amount saved or invested. This could be a combination of savings, investments, or equity in property. Remember, the goal here is to build a solid financial foundation. Low risk investments would still work here, although you'd probably have to up the monthly input to compensate for your 10-year loss of appreciation. If you're behind in your 30s, a lucrative way to catch up here financially will be to take the money you've saved and invest it into a higher value skill or business. You're still at a point in life where change is easily done, so a couple of years of grafting your 30s could make all the difference by the time you're certainly 50 and beyond. Things to be aware of in your 30s is inflation. We're taught all our lives to save our money, but no one tells us how to save properly. If you save £5,000 a year and put it into your bank account, the next year your £5,000 has actually gone down in value. And this is because inflation makes the cost of everything go up over time. Food, petrol, houses, everything, it all increases. So that £5,000 you earned doesn't stretch as far as it did a year ago. In 2022, inflation hit 11%, which means that £5,000 you saved is now worth less than £4,500. So you have to work even harder, even longer, to outrun the depreciation of money. Make sure that you're investing in assets that grow faster than inflation, like stocks or property, or at the absolute least, take your money and put it into a high savings account with a minimum of 4% interest to outrun the depreciation. 40s. At this age, the average salary in the UK is around £42,000. By now, you should be well established in your career and your net worth should reflect that stability. You should also have been able to build up assets in the time, a house, investment portfolio, stocks. The aim in your 40s is to have at least 2 to 3 times your annual salary saved or invested. So if you're making £42,000 a year, your net worth goal should be between £84,000 and £126,000. In terms of investments, this is where you can start having some fun. With a pot of cash in your bank account, you have the option to put larger sums of cash into projects that yield larger and more immediate returns. My advice here, unsurprisingly, is probably property investment is the best. Whilst an S&P 500 will likely return 8% on average on your investment, purchasing, letting out, or developing a property should see a minimum return of 20% on each investment you make. So say you do that 5 times in 1 year, you've doubled your net worth in just 12 months. And of course, there are greater risks in this investment strategy, but it's by far the quickest and most lucrative way of building wealth. There's a reason the most powerful people in the world almost always own and control property, so you'd be a fool not to follow in their footsteps. A major thing to avoid in your 40s is lifestyle inflation. As your salary increases, it's tempting to upgrade your lifestyle, bigger house, nicer car, more holidays. But this can seriously hamper your ability to save and invest for the future. Instead, keep your living expenses in check and focus on growing your wealth. 50s, the average salary at this age tends to peak, with many earning around £45,000 to £55,000 a year in the UK. Your net worth at 50 should ideally be around 4 to 5 times your annual salary. So if you're earning £50,000 a year, you should be aiming for a net worth between £200,000 and £250,000. Now is the time to double down on your investments. If you did one buy, refurbish, refinance last year, next year do two. How much money are you investing in your S&P 500 every month? Let's up that. Your 50s are about firing on all cylinders. A lifetime of experience, knowledge, and capital is now behind you. So keep up the momentum and see your returns increase exponentially. In your 50s, the biggest mistake you can make is failing to prepare adequately for retirement. It's easy to underestimate how much you'll need, especially if you're still carrying debt like a mortgage or credit cards. Another pitfall is not diversifying your investments. As you get closer to retirement, your investment strategy should shift to protect against market volatility, given the time you have to recoup the losses is vastly lower than when you're 20. 60s. Finally, let's talk about your 60s. By this point, many people are preparing for retirement or reducing their work hours. The average salary for a 60-year-old in the UK is around £40,000 to £45,000. But your net worth should be substantial by now. Aim for 6 to 8 times your annual salary. So if you're earning £42,000 a year, your net worth should be between £252,000 and £336,000. This will help ensure a comfortable retirement, giving you a peace of mind as you step away from full-time work. In your 60s, one of the biggest mistakes is retiring too early without sufficient funds. With people living longer, your retirement savings might need to last 20 to 30 years or more. Another pitfall is underestimating healthcare costs. Medical expenses can quickly eat into your retirement savings, so it's essential to plan for these things. There we have it, guys. That's how much money you should have at each milestone of your life. But here's the thing, these numbers are just UK averages. And frankly, average is pretty bad. If the average person is retiring with a net worth of £300,000, then that says something about the level of financial literacy we have in the UK. I think with a little knowledge and diligence, there's no reason why you can't be hitting double, triple, or even 10 times that amount in half the time. I said that investing in an S&P 500 from the age of 20 would make you 1.7 million by the time you're 60. Well, I hit that number by the time I was 26. And my students are hitting numbers like that even quicker than I did. Whether you're 20 or 70, it's never too late to change your financial story. If you want to learn about how to invest in property, build wealth, and become the outlier in your community, come to the £1 Property Investors Crash Course. Spend a day with me. Learn the skills you need to become financially independent a lot quicker than these national average stats.